everybody. Welcome back to the Angry Tom podcast. This is only my second one. I said I was going to have guests, and I also said who was going to be my first guest. I'd like to introduce to you, my friends and listeners, the lovely Mana Cattle. Say hello,
hey,
Mana.
Hey, everyone.
Why do you want to be on the podcast, Mana?
You know, that's a good question. I have no idea why he wants to have the world get to know me.
I think in the truth of the matter is, Mana and I at times, we will get into conversations and we'll just crack each other up. And they're really bizarre. And I guess looking back over our marriage, I wish I would have recorded many of those conversations. We'd probably be already number one in the podcast. But anyway, Mana was, to me, lucky because she was raised in a conservative home with conservative parents and went to private school. I was raised in a conservative home. I actually went to private elementary school. But public school education, made me liberal in my thinking, and that the Democrat Party was for the middle class. So your schools, today, in your past, let's let the audience get to know you. Why don't you describe your work life? I find what you do for a living and what your background is very interesting. Explain to people what it is you do today and how long you've been doing it.
Okay, so in the beginning, like probably right out of college, and I went to a non-accredited college. That's another story in itself. My parents wanted me to go to a religious school, which I did, and we're not going to really discuss that today. But after graduating, I started teaching school, even though I did not have my certificate. I went into the private sector, and I started teaching piano in my home when my son was about two years old. And I, at one of the private schools, I was able to teach the piano part-time after I was teaching kindergarten class. And so I started teaching piano in my home, and that's what I've been doing ever since. That's my main job. About 11 years ago, I needed extra money because of a surgery. And I applied for a music studio and got accepted and have been there ever since. And now I have over 50 students. Between my house, the studio, other people's homes, and virtually.
Now, the other thing you left out, you probably did on purpose, but you were actually a school teacher in a private school yourself. And I think one of the things that, the longer we've been together, it seems more of your past students come into your life.
Yes.
And when they do, you're always their favorite teacher. They always have, I mean, you're humble. That's a, by the way, those of us, or those of you know each of us, I guess my lack of humility is probably her pet peeve.
Oh. Exactly.
You're not supposed to touch Tomcat's golden bell. But anyway, and mine is very humble. But it just thrills me when I see her old students reach out to her and tell her personally how she changed their life, how their home lives in many of these cases were really sad. And yet when they would come to school, they felt totally loved. They loved your sense of humor. They loved the way you teach. Mana and I do have one thing in common. We're very exuberant. When we do something, we do it 100%. And that's how she teaches. She puts everything into it and leaves nothing on the table. But I'm blessed in this home that we share. We have a baby grand piano, and she teaches here. But it's just so nice to, I'm probably, 70 feet away, but I can still hear her getting their students laughing and cracking up. And you really are very impressive to me. And I'm sure if you were my teacher in school, you would have definitely been one of my favorites.
Except I have said that before, that if I was his teacher, he would learn to obey.
Well, I might have told this story before with Bill Bennett, but I used to get mad in school when we had substitute teachers because they would come in and they would, you know, walk up to the podium, open up their little notebook, and the first thing they would say is, "Would Tommy Catterall please raise his hand?" And I used to think that was so unfair because I'm sure the regular teacher said, "Okay, you're going to get a lot of trouble from this kid." But I, you know, she's a substitute. I might have been nice to her. Who knows? In general, I probably wasn't, but still, I might have been.
But didn't you have people quit teaching because of you?
Sadly, okay, yeah, sadly, as a young child, I would think that was funny. And I have life's regrets over knowing that I destroyed people's career. Because
He wouldn't have destroyed mine, and I've told him that.
And we joke about this all the time. I would have got her to quit on day two.
No, he would have fallen in love with me and wanted to be my little boy. Yes, you would have. You would have been like, "Oh, I love her," and you would have gone home. See, what I do with students like Tommy liked to misbehave because he was bored. He was extremely smart, and I don't think the teachers invested enough in him. I think that they gave up on him because of his quirks and because of his idiosyncrasies. And so I look at students like Tommy as being a challenge to be able to win them over to myself. And but it would have taken a while with him. He's stubborn. But I believe after a year or two, I would have been able to get Tommy to absolutely be one of the best students in my class and be very productive and actually be a team leader within my class.
Actually, this is what Mana would have said after about 20 minutes. Could you hear that?
I could.
Oh, okay. I didn't think she could. I'm the one with the headphones.
They were screaming.
Yeah. I would have had her that way about 20 minutes.
No,
but anyway.
I disagree.
So, in conservative circles today, at least I'm in agreement, and I'm going to ask you a question. Do you believe that President Trump being elected was a miracle from God's hand?
That is a tough question. I truly believe that the Republican Party was not going to win. I believe that the election was going to be stolen, or that it was that something bad was going to happen. I mean, the media was talking about it for weeks that Trump was in the lead, and then suddenly, the last 2 weeks, it was all about Harris being in the lead, and it was very disheartening. That's the word. Disheartening to hear that, because you're like, are you serious? Then what's the point of voting? And I mean, the commercials were just coming in, the text messages. It was almost like I felt like I was being stalked by both parties. Like, just leave us alone and let us make our decision. And when I really did not think we were going to win, because I remember going to bed 4 years prior and thinking he had won and waking up in the morning and it was over. He did not win. And everybody was shocked. Like, what just happened? There's no way, because I went to bed. I'm a night owl. I go to bed very late. So I stayed up last time till 1 or 2 in the morning, and he was in the lead. And I wake up at 6 and he's not in the lead. It's over. And it didn't make any sense to me. So this time I refused to go to bed. And I stayed up talking on the phone to a family member because I did not want to go to bed for fear that he was going to lose. As far as it being a miracle from the hand of God, I do believe that if it wasn't a miracle, that the reason he won is the Americans are sick of it. They're sick of the policies. Mm-hmm. They're sick of seeing their kids come back from public school being brainwashed and being disrespectful and going against the morals of their family and the way that they grew up and are being raised. Kids are graduating from high school and never speaking to their parents again. And I think people that are now seeing this as a trend, like, this is actually really scary. What is going to happen to the future of our America if our students and children and college students are going to behave in such a way? Like, how are they going to lead us when we're old? And I think people are just seeing that the pendulum had swung way far, far too far to the left, that we're going to have to pull it back again. And I think that's why he won, because Americans were just absolutely sick of it.
Now, you were fortunate enough to teach in private school, but what do you think about the fact that there almost pressing kids to question their gender.
Oh man, that's a heavy topic. Because I teach piano and most of the students that I teach come from public schools, I actually had to have this talk with two of my students this past year. They go to school. One goes to school in the Utica school system, and she came into school, into class, and I said, how was school today? And she goes, terrible. And I'm like, what do you mean? What was wrong? She goes, well, it's really hard to concentrate on my math when I've got two kids in the back of the classroom licking their paws because they don't know if they're an animal. So as far as the transgender, I know what you're saying, Tom, is about the transgender, but I even think it's worse about with the kids thinking that they're animals.
Did you mention to me something about some schools even have litter boxes?
Yes. I actually was getting tires at Discount Tire in Chesterfield, and this was probably 7 or 8 months ago, and I was in line complaining to the lady that was standing behind me how late this was going to be, and she's like, yeah, I have to get back to a meeting. I am a social worker at Lance Cruz Schools in the high school. And I'm like, oh, so how's it going with the kids? Like, is it really that bad? She goes, oh, kids are crazy now. She goes, we've lost control of the children. The children are running the show. They're running their families. The parents can no longer run their families. It's the children. And I said, what do you mean? She goes, well, I just got in an argument with one of the principals because he decided to put a litter box in the bathroom on the floor for students that thought they were animals. And she got in an argument with him saying, well, wait a minute. That's for cats. So what happens when you have a dog come in? They're just gonna go pee on the wall? Like, what are you teaching your students? And he goes, well, I don't know what to do because the parents are forcing me to do this. They're saying that I have to conform to their policies because of the children. And I think that is why President Trump won. I think parents are terrified. I think that people don't want it to be this way. What happened to America? I get we're the land of the free, but there's a time when it's just idiotic and pretty much insane to even consider that we are an animal when we're not. We're human. And that isn't being taught, I guess.
Now, I know as a teacher, you often coach some of the sports. Did you ever have a boy wanted to join any of your girl teams?
Never. We never had that happen. But I went to private school. So I started off going to public school when I was in kindergarten. I went to a private school, Christian school, for 10 years. And then I transferred in my junior year, the beginning of my junior year, I went to a different Christian school. We not one time did we ever have a girl saying that she wanted to play on a boys sports team. That's gross. Why would you? That's gross. I mean, they sweat and everything. And it's just gross. And we never had a boy saying, oh, I want to be on the girls' softball team or be on the girls' basketball team or be on the girls' track team. It just didn't happen. And in the school that I helped run, we didn't have that either.
Now, I don't know if you're familiar with the Title IX stuff that came out in the probably late 70s, early 80s. Title IX. Okay, Title IX was they started forcing colleges to spend as much money on women's sports as they do men's sports. So they wanted to bring women's sports up to more prominence because it seemed like everything in sport was only directed at men. So that liberal generation back then wanted to elevate women to more prominence. And what cracks me up is today, the liberals today are fighting against what the liberals 30 or 40 years ago fought for. And that was Title IX to make women's sports a separate entity, but equal to men. And now today, like I was thinking the other day that in this last election, you didn't hear anything from National Women's Movement. What do they call that? The National Women's Movement. Isn't there? Don't they have a name?
I know what you're saying,
yeah.
But I cannot.
Yeah, they have a name. But anyway, you didn't hear anything about these people because the fact is, like, they haven't truly supported women. Like, okay, every woman, Riley Gaines comes to mind the most. She's the most vocal. I believe she was a swimmer. And they had that, you know, that freak pretending to be a woman, winning all the events. And that's the time that in 2024 or 2023, the women's movement should have spoke up and said, hey, that's not fair to women. But they remain silent.
Yeah, I don't understand that. I mean, I would be upset as a woman if I put all that effort into becoming an athlete or do a marathon or to do this or do that, and then to have a man come in and say, well, he feels like he's a woman and then gets the change. So now he is a woman, sort of, and then be able to participate in the sport that I pushed myself in. I feel like it's unfair. It's absolutely unfair. I mean, I get it. If you want to be a woman, then have a separate section. Let men who think they're women have their own section.
Yeah, they should have a transgender.
Then there's the transgender grouping, section. Right. Then you can participate in. But you can't go against a woman. That's not fair. I mean, how do we know how much testosterone is left in him, even though he's taking estrogen? Is there a grade? Like, you know, we have a breathalyzer when we get drunk. Right. When we get drunk, you're supposed
we
to.
We don't
breathe
get
it.
Drunk.
No, we don't
way.
Get drunk. But where's the tester for that? We can just take a blood test and say, oh, he's got enough estrogen. He's actually a woman. But how do we know that he doesn't have enough testosterone in him still? And I don't know how we can make it fair. So make a separate section. The transgenders get to play in this. If you want to be a guy, this is the transgender section. You want to be a woman, that's the transgender section.
I think for a lot of people, the Olympics stood out this year. I don't know if you know this, if you paid any attention, but there was a freak.
I was working too much.
I know, you're always working so much. But there was a freak boxing against women.
Yeah, I heard that.
Yeah, beating the crap out of them.
And it's wrong.
Yeah, totally wrong.
But then I had heard that that was actually a woman that just had a lot of...
No, he came out as a man after the Olympics were over.
He did? Because during all that controversy, they were saying that she was a woman.
That's the fake liberal media will do anything to try to pull the wool over our eyes. But no, he was a man.
But then again, why didn't we have a separate section for someone like that who actually had testosterone? Like, you know, if you're a woman, you're going to have estrogen. That's obvious. I mean, we're women. And then there's men who have testosterone. So if you have a person who has too much and they can't play in other events because you're technically a man, well, then she shouldn't have been allowed to play in that.
One of my favorite reels on the internet, if you get a chance, is an MMA fighter, a female, got to beat the crap out of one of these freaks that was pretending to be a woman, and it was so awesome. If you get a chance, look it up. But she beats the crap out of this guy, and I guarantee you, I'm not the only one that took great joy in watching that fight. But anyway, you're looking at your watch.
No. Ask me a question about what I think about Carmella. Harris,
well, you're a woman, and this beautiful, the media wanted to tell us she was black, although she was Indian. She's from Jamaica, I believe. But anyway, this beautiful black woman, so highly intelligent, so eloquent, running against President Trump. What did you think about it? I mean, why was the race so close?
All right, so this is what I wrote down about Harris while we were talking about doing this podcast. So I knew it was going to come up because I'm going to force it to come up.
He did.
I call her Harris or whatever her name is. In my opinion, now I could be wrong. I'm sure there's going to be people out there that disagree with me. One, she was not a good public speaker. She seemed, from what I could hear of her, is that she had a low educated background. She didn't speak clearly. She had a terrible laugh. I'm sorry. It sounded like
you
a hyena.
You didn't like the cackle?
No, it sounded like a hyena. And as far as being a woman, I thought she was a terrible spokeswoman for women. I didn't think that she was eloquent enough, that she wasn't stoic enough. And you also have to have a moral compass. And I don't think her moral compass was high enough for real women to be able to emulate and say, hey, that's going to be my president. I mean, what is she going to stand for? She didn't have a soapbox that she was standing on. She was just repeating what people were telling her to say. Her rhetoric was extremely, she sounded like a miniature Biden, to be honest with you. And but you have to understand, I'm also a very opinionated person. I know this might crucify me. I didn't like Sarah Palin when she was trying to do stuff. I thought that she was, I know, but she was unversed. She was unversed. She sounded like, hey, y'all, you gotta vote for me. I don't want to vote for someone like that.
Sarah, you ever do listen to this podcast, I still love you. But anyway, what was I going to say? Oh, you know what did her in? I think, I don't know who interviewed her. It was some liberal. But when they asked her, what would you do differently than what Joe Biden has done? And she said, nothing. He's like the perfect president. And I guarantee you.
She lost votes.
Yeah, I guarantee you she lost a ton of votes. There's many Democrats out there that heard that and went, oh, my God, I can't vote for her. But what gets me about, first of all, I don't know if Mona agrees with this or not, because I have I have stronger opinions than her about Democrats.
Stronger opinions than everything.
To me, Democrats are basic hypocrites, all right? Because they say, okay, right off the bat, they say we're for the children. But yet, they're not against murdering the children. How can you say we love children? They always throw it on Republicans. Oh, what about the children? Well, you're killing them by the millions and have since Roe versus Wade started. I said, so don't give me that crap that you're for the children. The other thing that's hypocritical about Democrats.
I would like to point something out. Okay, so I'm going to interrupt you. The thing about why
this
abortion,
is on and off the air for the record.
Abortion is, to me, such... I've changed my opinion. Like, when I was a teenager and I grew up in a Christian home, I was like, okay, so what if I was raped? Okay, that's a debatable question because you get pregnant from someone who raped you. Do you really want to have the sperm of that child, you know, that child who is spawned of Satan, in my opinion, being alive? Because what if he turns out to be like his father or her like her father? And I still, like, can't digest that rape as far as, like, I've changed my mind back and forth. Is it right? Is it wrong? Is it right? Is it wrong? Is it right? Is it wrong? The fact is that it's very rare for someone to get pregnant from a rape. And therefore, I'm against abortion, but I'm still hung up on that, you know, okay, if it was rape, especially if it's a boy, I don't want him to want, every child wants to get to know their father. So then you have a problem. Like if the guy had to go to jail and he gets out, am I going to be forced to have that child be around that father? Those are the things that you have to ask yourself. But what was I going? Where was I going with this? Now I just went on a rabbit trail. I have
just
no idea.
You said that you have different opinions.
Right. But I will say this: the millions of babies that we've killed in the United States so far since Roe versus Wade it's a staggering number. And you know we're suffering. Americans are suffering because we don't have cures for many of our diseases. And I truly believe that the person that was supposed to have cured cancer or cured other diseases like rheumatoid arthritis or Crohn's disease has been killed. I think that we killed them.
Odds are good. I agree with you that, you know, how many Einsteins did we bury before they got a chance to live? Yep. No, I can't argue with that. I believe that 100%. And the other thing that gets me about abortion, you always hear women say, well, it's my body, my choice. But the baby inside of that woman has different DNA. It's a different body altogether. It's a separate life. So if you want the baby to be born and then kill yourself, I'm 100% libertarian. Go ahead, off yourself. But let the baby live, all right? That no one speaks for the child. That baby and our Constitution, you know, we talk about, freedom. That child within the woman has freedom and has rights. I don't care what anyone says. That child has the right to be born.
This is how backwards society is. If we have a pregnant dog and we don't want that dog to have puppies, and we're going to take the puppies out of that mother and kill those puppies in broad daylight, just murder them, slash them up, let all the public see it, have everybody take out their videos and TikTok those videos. You know, we'd go to jail for something like that.
Right.
But yet abortion is completely legal. That makes no sense. If we wouldn't, and of course, you know, that dog that we, if we took the puppies out of the dog and we sewed the puppy back, the dog back up, she probably would live and everything would be fine. But people would be more upset that we killed those puppies who are not human beings than they would care about the life of a child because the baby doesn't have rights. Who says?
All right. No, you're absolutely right. There's been cases where a person has harmed a dog violently and got a longer sentence than someone for manslaughter of killing a human. You know, our whole...
our whole society is whack.
Yeah, we are. We are. And then that's going back to one of my hypocrisies of Democrats. I always say, and those of you who follow me on Facebook, I always say that as a Democrat, don't tell me you're a Christian. Now, I know people listening to this are going to get pissed off as Democrats and Christians. But Jesus, if you truly read your Bible, in Christ's life, his number one love was children. Number one. He spoke of it. He often talked about like if you harm a child, it's like tying a millstone around your neck and throwing yourself in a lake. You are going to pay the price for harming children. Well, do you think he only meant children that are walking around or the children that you're killing in the womb? I believe.
But do you think that every Democrat is for abortion? Because I don't think they are. I think they're I think they're stuck in a trend. They don't want to upset the apple cart. They're sort of like how people are. Well, this is the what we do for our traditions. We have a Christmas tree and we go Christmas caroling and we do it on Christmas Eve. That's their tradition. Don't you think that maybe they might be stuck as a Democrat because they don't want to upset their family?
Stepping
away from a Republican Party is almost like or a Democratic Party might be as difficult as stepping away from a church denomination.
Just today at work, I had a discussion with a black conservative who actually was with other family members and voting, and he had to write, and he told me, Tomcat, I had to check off the Harris box. And he goes, you don't understand. My family was right there. We all had our mail-in ballot. He goes, if I would have checked Trump, it would have been the end of me in my family. And he says, I love my family.
It's similar to Robert E. Lee, okay? I used to teach history. Right. I'm not the greatest history teacher. But Robert E. Lee did not want to be part of the South. But he felt like he had to be part of the South because he would not shoot on his family. He was not for slavery. He said that he would have been for the North and wanted to be on the North. But because his family lived in the South, he didn't want to have to turn his gun on his own family. So he decided to be in the South. And he was one of the greatest generals we've ever had in American history. Yes. And because he chose that decision, he could never be the president of the United States. And he deserved it. He was one of the best generals we've ever had. He probably would have been a fantastic, absolutely fantastic president. Yeah. But because he chose the wrong side, because he didn't want to go against his family. So I do believe that there's Democrats out there that simply cannot leave or feel like they cannot leave because they will be ostracized by family or their church or their job or whatever, and they don't want to take that stance. I don't think every Democrat is for abortion. I think that there's many of them that are not, but they're too scared to make that stance. Because
I agree with you. I mean, I understand, but it's the peer pressure in our society is amazing. But anyway, is there anything else you want to talk about before we end this podcast?
No, I think I had a lot of fun. I think that we should call it the Angry... I don't think maybe we should change the name from Angry Tom.
And what do you think it should be?
I don't know. Maybe the Tom and Mana Show.
Well, at this point, let me do my little promo for the show, and in case you want to support us. If you wish to support this podcast, you can send money to Thomas Catterall, Catterall, P.O. Box 123, Belleville, Michigan, 48111. Thank you. Now, I do have to say that this weekend on my website, which is theangrytom.com, I will be putting up my Venmo and what's the other thing, Cash App link for you to financially support. Because I started thinking of P.O. Box, how many people are going to send in money orders when everybody does everything electronic? But on the other hand, if you want to send a letter with questions you want asked, and I'll be honest with you, I failed to go to the post office this week. But if you did send it, I swear tomorrow I'm going to go to the post office. If you wrote us and there's something you want us to discuss, we will. And I definitely want to hear from people. Did you enjoy hearing from Mrs. Angry Tom, or would you prefer other guests?
Oh, he's trying to throw me off the show already.
Anyway, Take care, everyone. I always, as I ended the first show, I'm going to end it this way as well. I hope to do it every time. If you do not know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, please pick up a Bible and read it. I believe, and we should have discussed this, I believe we're in the end times. I believe Christ is returning soon. And if you're not yet born again, I don't know why you're hesitating, because I always say eternity is a long, long time. God bless you. God bless America. And look forward to our next podcast.